The body benefits from movement, and the mind benefits from stillness. Sejong Mipham. There is no doubt that many of you set a New Year's resolution to exercise more. But how many of you set a goal to be still, to slow down, to meditate, pray, or practice mindfulness more? Stillness allows us to gain mental clarity and insight of self, and with practice, may allow us to separate emotion from thoughts. When we have negative thoughts accompanied by strong emotions, our body can easily go into a fight or flight mode. So what does that mean? Let's say you're walking outside and you run into a tiger, and I don't mean our awesome mascot, Abby, a real tiger. Your body, through various chemical processes, puts you into what we call fight or flight mode. There's also a freeze mode too, by the way. You have a choice. You stay and fight, or you run and flee. This is a protective, life-saving process, giving an acute stress response in the moment. Here is the problem. We are riddled in our daily life with acute stressors, and our bodies cannot tell the difference between an actual tiger in our path versus, let's say, the onslaught of stressors we go through daily in this fast-paced news and alerts at our fingertip society. Have you noticed that almost everything on the news is an alert or breaking news? How many rings, dings, or alarms go off on your phone or mobile device daily? Or how about every hour? Our bodies are built to handle occasional acute stressors, no doubt. But we live in a world where chronic stress abounds, and that takes a toll on our mental and physical health. Friends, add a goal to find stillness in your life this year. Find time each day to breathe, meditate, pray, relax, practice mindfulness, read a book, take a nap, your choice. Those are just a few examples. And while this may look different for each of you, just know that stillness is vital to our well-being. With your Mindful Monday Moment, I'm Dr. Joy DeBellis.